You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin, what is the proposed ban for alcohol and liquor?
The council's policy, which has been in track for 9 years now, has finally been approved. And there's a number of elements to the changes to the policy, and one of them is for liquor stores and supermarkets to close at 9 o'clock, and this is to prevent sort of opportunistic access to alcohol that leads to drunkenness, particularly at night. The other provisions are to have overlay areas which are aimed at restricting licensing in areas like low-income areas or areas where alcohol-related harm is common. So there's about 13 areas. And then they're also looking at some restrictions on the licensing of the local bottle stores.
Has anything shown that this is necessary?
Well, look, there's a lot of public concern about the way in which alcohol-related harm is occurring in Auckland communities. There was a report that came out a couple of days ago about how expensive it is, like $9 billion a year in New Zealand on alcohol-related harm, but that's only the tip of the iceberg because most of the harm occurs in family, in homes, and it impacts on families. Government has done little in terms of what we know to be effective in restricting harm from alcohol over the last 30 years. And what they provided under the Act was the capacity for councils to decide on what sort of alcohol policies they want. Auckland Council, like many councils, is really concerned with the high density, particularly the high density of liquor outlets in low-income areas and how that's impacting on families in particular.
Wouldn't this proposed ban just encourage people to buy more alcohol but before 9 p.m?
Okay, so the research on alcohol-related harm and how you reduce it, the most effective approaches are three, and the first one is pricing, so the increase of tax. That's a government concern. Councils can't do that. Availability, so availability means restricting age limits, lowering density, lowering hours. Those sorts of interventions are very effective in reducing alcohol-related harm. And finally is constraints on promotion, like advertising and social media, targeting of vulnerable people. So the council hasn't got much control in that space. They can affect the availability side of things, and that's where they've put their energy. And as I said, the council developed its policy 9 years ago, and it's been through a number of hearings, and the supermarkets particularly have spent millions and millions trying to prevent the policy from being implemented. Auckland is different than most of the other councils in New Zealand. Couldn't afford to take on the supermarkets, so they weren't able to develop their policies according as they wished. But Auckland has been able to do it, but it just took so long. Really, I think the key issue here is that the liquor industry, in this case represented by supermarkets, is able to override public interest and drive their own policies, if you like, or their own approaches to the sale of alcohol.
What if people wanted to buy alcohol before going to like an event or a gig or something like that? Because it's much more expensive to buy it at the event or at the gig.
Yes, it is. And of course, one of the concerns in the hearings that we had was around preloading and the way in which people were preloading, going to supermarkets and buying and preloading, and then you wouldn't have to spend as much, but you're loading on top of your preloading. The scenario you're talking about is people just wanting to have some fun going along. But if you think about what's happened in central Auckland now, how often drunkenness is present at night, and to some extent people feeling vulnerable, particularly women in Auckland streets, I think there is a need for us perhaps to look at ways to reduce intoxicated-related harm at particularly at night.
Do you believe this is society's problem, or this is just a problem with Auckland in general? I mean, relating to alcohol.
Oh, I think it's across all of New Zealand. The report that recently came out from Otago University makes it very clear how widespread the issues around alcohol-related harm. As I said, our government hasn't, both the National and Labor Party haven't pursued public health interventions around alcohol. They've opted to go down the route of less effective measures like alcohol education, alcohol awareness campaigns. These are known to be very little effectiveness, but they have opted to do things that look as if they're making change and not really looking seriously at these changes. My area of research is looking at how industries like the alcohol industry form relationships with political actors, with politicians, and what we're tracking is how much money is invested by tobacco, alcohol and gambling industries in forming relationships of influence with politicians. I think the lack of attempts to try and do something about alcohol-related harm in New Zealand is a result of long-term attempts by industry to influence policy making.
What can you do to support this proposal, or how can people get involved?
The policy will be that these changes are going to go ahead for Auckland. I guess what people could support in this space is changes to the way in which the Sale of Liquor Act, which was 2012, allows the supermarkets and other parts of the alcohol industry to lay complaints and to prevent local bodies from developing their own approaches. So Auckland has made a decision. They started their process 9 years ago. They went through hearings in 2017. Nothing's been able to be implemented for 7 or 8 years. Other councils haven't been able to put forward their policies because they can't afford to take on the supermarkets. I think if people can help support changes to the law that doesn't allow the alcohol policy to be dictated to the liquor industry, I think that's the change that we really need.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.